Hello and welcome to the Success Showcase. I'm your host, Eric Lopkin from the Modern Observer Group. And with me as always is Chip Januszewski from the Happiness and Success GPS. Chip, how are you doing this week?
Doing great. How are you doing, Eric?
I'm doing fantastic. Yep. What we're going to be talking about today is a lot to do with mindset. But before we get into that, I know you just had a retreat where you dealt with mindset. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what you did on your retreat?
Well, every year over at Holy Family, which is actually the largest retreat center in the world, they pull 20,000 people through there. And they have themed retreats every weekend, mostly for men, but they have six for women. And every year the theme is different. And I've loved the last three of them. 2 years ago was called the Heart of Mercy, which actually parlayed off of Pope Francis's Year of Mercy. And then last year was the Light of Simplicity, which was a great follow-up to that, to simplify your lives and your minds and so on and so forth. And this one, the theme was Grace Enough, which basically means that we have the wherewithal available to us all the time to just do whatever we want. So it's, you know, there was like 80 men there that discussed different things. We have presentations and so on and so forth. And it was just, it's wonderful to get away with other people. And obviously when you're discussing the same thing and have a lot in common, the aura about the thing is just amazing. And there were a couple of really, really unbelievable experiences over the weekend, which I won't get into detail about, but it's really neat. So
it's very cool.
No matter what you do, you know, with your life and so on and so forth, whether it's religious or not, but take some time out for yourself just to recharge and so on and so forth. If you can do it with other people, that's great.
That's fantastic. Now, what we're talking about today is, a while back on this podcast, we discussed the book, The E-Myth. And The E-Myth has a theory that there are three business personalities. And it's the entrepreneur, the manager, and the technician. But their focus is that these three personalities are working against each other. When we created our Biznetics program, we played off of this, but upon discussion, we decided that an entrepreneur is not a personality all by itself. It consists of other personality traits, and you need to have what we finally determined to be five personality traits in order to really be an entrepreneur. And what we did was we created personalities for each of these, and we call them the team within. And it's very important, in order to succeed, for this team to work together. And the five aspects of the entrepreneurial personality are the artist, the architect, the supervisor, the builder, and the kid. And each of these brings a different part of yourself to the entrepreneur. Without all five of these elements, an entrepreneur tends not to succeed. And something we realized while looking at very successful businesses is that one person does not necessarily need to have all five aspects. If you have a team and the team has all five aspects, you can succeed tremendously. And the example that we end up using in this is Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak, because Steve Jobs is definitely the artist, is definitely the supervisor, and definitely the kid, but he's not an architect and a builder. Steve Wozniak is a builder and an architect, but not really the artist or the supervisor. He's definitely the kid, though. So by combining these aspects, an entrepreneur can succeed either on his own or as part of a team. And we're going to talk about what each of these aspects are.
Yeah, it's amazing that you came up with this. I can't wait to see the book when it's finished. But, you know, in looking at these artists, architect, supervisor, builder, and kid, you'll never find that all in one person. And that's what's so neat about this is putting, you know, but what you're about to describe here together in synergistic form so that you have a successful team working to make your business sing. So start telling me what these things are about.
Okay, well, the first aspect is the artist. And the artist, you know, when people think of artists, they think of painting, they think of writing, they think, you know, of artistic endeavors. And that is the frame of mind that the artist has to have. And one of the things we talk about, I always loved this quote. It's from a play called City of Angels. And the story of City of Angels is about a writer who goes to Hollywood to have some of his work adapted to film. And he has to write the script. And of course, every executive, every assistant thinks that they can write and help him out. And when somebody says, you know, I was only trying to help, he says, you know, where was your help when the paper comes in? Blank, both sides. No clue, no instructions enclosed on how to take just 26 letters and endlessly rearrange them so that you can turn them into a mirror of a part of our lives. That's what the artist does in The Entrepreneur. The artist is the one that comes up with the grand idea. The artist sees the broad strokes, what's possible. Now, of course, the artist doesn't see how this is necessarily going to be built, but they see the grand vision, the big picture,
I underlined in the write-up that you sent me, said that it really hits home. The artist is the part of the entrepreneur that sees what people want and finds elegant and exciting ways to provide it.
Right. The artist sees what's out there, what's not out there, how things can be rather than how things are. And that's an important aspect for an entrepreneur to have. We've talked about this before, how building a business is about solving a problem. Well, the artist is the one that sees all sorts of solutions to problems.
Yeah, and they're also the ones that make people feel good. It's solving problems and making people feel good that people are looking for.
Exactly. The artist is the part of the entrepreneur that reaches somebody on an emotional level. And that's very important. No matter what business you're in, people tend to buy on emotion. Even though, you know, they'll spend hours and hours researching something, comparing models, comparing services, when it comes down to the impulse to buy, it's an emotional response. And the artist is the part of the entrepreneur that capitalizes on that emotional response. So that's the first aspect of the entrepreneur. The second aspect is the architect, where the artist sees the big picture, the architect sees the details. The artist comes up with the grand vision, the architect figures out how exactly it can be built and how it'll work.
Yeah, you explained it here. It says the artist sees the skyscraper and the architect sees the structure.
Exactly. You know, when you're walking through a city and you see a building, you're struck by the beauty, the height, the majesty. That's all the part of it that the artist brings to it. But what you don't tend to see are the steel girders, the concrete foundation, the parts of the building that make the rest of it possible. And that's the part of it that the architect brings to entrepreneurism. Grand visions are fantastic. That's where you want to be. But a grand vision can't survive without a strong foundation. And the architect is the one that plans this out. The architect is the one that figures out exactly how it's going to work and what needs to be put in place to build that grand vision.
Yeah, you were describe it here saying the artist is all about what the consumer sees and feels, while the architect creates the systems that make the consumer feel that way without the consumer even knowing that it's happening. And it's just like a building, you know, you have to have heat, light, power, and plumbing and so on and so forth to make your house or your building work possible. And you don't really look at that. You just assume that it's going to work.
Right. One of the key features of the architect is that if the architect does his job correctly, the consumer never sees his work. The consumer generally only sees it when the architect has made a mistake and something doesn't work properly. When the architect puts everything together well, their work is never noticed. Because it's all in the detail, it's all in the structure. And the fact is, a business, a building, whatever it is, it can't survive without that strong structure. You need the foundation, and that's the architect's part of the personality. So you're talking about detail-oriented, even, you know, nitpicky to a certain extent, to make sure everything works. And that's an important part of the entrepreneur. Because the entrepreneur doesn't want to build something that's going to collapse on them. The entrepreneur wants to build this grand vision that's going to outlive him. And for it to work, he has to bring the architect's skills to bear.
Yeah, so the two of them working together, the artist is the what and the architect is the how, which is how it is in many facets of life.
Exactly. Now, of course, the artist and the architect aspects do have a tendency to contradict each other. The architect wants to hold the project down on the ground and build it, you know, sturdy and take it slow and steady, where the artist wants to fly with it. They want to move full speed ahead. Whether it's ready or not, they want to go for it, which is where the third aspect comes in. And that's the supervisor. And the supervisor literally is simply the ability to manage the other aspects so that you're using the right aspect of your personality at the right time. There's a time for the grand vision. There's a time for the detail. You know, without the plan, the project falls apart. Without the vision, there's nothing to plan for. So they have to work together, and that's the supervisor aspect of an entrepreneur's personality.
Yeah, the supervisor's the facilitator, the conductor of the orchestra, however you want to put it, but it's the one that keeps everything together, the glue.
Exactly. The supervisor's job is to make sure the right parts are being used at the right time. And in the case where this is an actual team and not simply aspects of one person's personality, the supervisor has to make sure all of the people can work together and are all working towards a common goal. People always have a habit of going off on tangents. An artist can go one way, an architect can go another. The supervisor's job is to keep them both focused on the same goal.
Yeah, getting them all to play to their strengths.
Right.
Any weaknesses that are in the system.
And the thing is, like any orchestra, you can have the best people in strings and the best people in brass, but if they're not playing their proper parts, the symphony is terrible. So the supervisor conducts the orchestra, making sure the proper parts are in the proper places and everything works well together. Now, as any entrepreneur will tell you, it's great to come up with these plans, but if you don't actually move forward and do something about them, everything else fails. There has to be action to the plan. And that's the fourth aspect of the entrepreneur, which is the builder. The builder is the one that actually does the work. He builds what the architect has designed. He puts the pieces together to assemble the artist's grand vision.
Yeah, he's the implementation piece.
Right. Now, there's a drawback to the builder in that the builder works on what's in front of him, and that's it. The builder is about doing the work. The builder isn't planning. The builder isn't trying to figure out where it's going to go. The builder is simply doing step A, step B, step C until the job is finished.
And they hate standing still. They just want to work, work, work all the time.
Yes.
And that's the way they are. And if they run out of things and they start going a little bit off on the tangent and building things they shouldn't be building, that's when you get into problems.
Right, which brings back the supervisor. This is why all of these aspects have to work together. No one aspect of the entrepreneurial personality is more important than any other. They all need to work in conjunction. And that right there is the reason most small businesses fail, because they don't have all of the aspects working on the project. Many people are builders. They go to work, they do what their boss tells them, they get the job done, they go home.
Yeah, they're kind of
And
akin to the technician in the E-Myth. I would imagine
yes.
that's more equal to the builder than any one other one.
Yes, it is. And the whole idea behind the E-Myth technician is that the technician cannot start a business because he doesn't have the skills that the entrepreneur needs. And that's true here too. That's why it's only one aspect of the entrepreneur. Without the other aspects, the builder is not going to succeed as a business owner or an entrepreneur because there's more to your business than simply serving the customer. There's the creation of products and services. There's the creation of processes to make sure that the customer gets the service they deserve. The builder can implement those plans, but he needs the architect to come up with them. So those four are the key aspects in the entrepreneurial personality. They are the core of the team within. But when we were looking at this, we saw that those four were not enough. Those four aspects can get a project off the ground, they can start a project, but there was still something missing to make the project sustainable. And what we determined was that's the fifth aspect that we call the kid. And when we created this, we were very careful to call it the kid as opposed to the child. The child sounds like someone who's immature, who's, you know, needs supervision. It doesn't have the same idea that the kid does. The kid is the part of the entrepreneur that loves what he's doing, that finds fun in all of these aspects, that he wants to be building this, not just because he thinks it's a great idea, not just because he thinks he can make money out of it, but because he's legitimately having a good time doing it.
He is the positive mindset component of the whole thing, which is sorely needed in every company.
Yes, he is. If you're not enjoying it, it doesn't matter how good the idea is. When the going gets rough, you will tend to back away from it. Like, all right, you know, it's not working out the way I thought it was going to. I'm going to move on to something else. The kid doesn't want to move on to something else because the kid is having a ball. The kid is enjoying this so much that all of this work feels like play to him. And that's an important aspect. And it's something you'll see in every successful entrepreneur, is that they love what they do. So much so that they tend to do it over and over and over. When one business takes off and is really successful, they go on to create another one. They love the idea of building these businesses. They love each of the aspects of the entrepreneurial personality. The team within to them is akin to family. They have the excitement, the drive. And yeah, while the other four aspects are all about specific skill sets, the kid is the attitude and drive that pushes those aspects.
Yeah, the kid's the one that has the curiosity to make things happen. And it's always really the balancing force for the other four. When things are going bad, the kid's the one that's going to motivate people just by the way they're handling themselves. There's a, you know, there's more than one way to handle yourself when you're having problems. And the kid is always the one that is looking at solutions, knowing that they're there, and lifting everybody else up because of that.
Exactly. The kid is the one that always asks, well, why not? Why can't we do this? Let's try this.
It's the yes and person as opposed to the yes but.
Exactly. A number of years ago, somebody asked me how it is I do all the things I do. And I had never really had a good answer for that question. I just sort of jumped in and did them. But one day I actually came up with an answer to give them. And it relates to the kid. And it's, if you remember the old Roadrunner cartoons.
Oh, yes.
There's always the scene where Wile E. Coyote runs off the side of the cliff. But he doesn't fall. He keeps running until he looks down and realizes he can't be running in thin air. And as soon as he realizes that, he falls. So the answer that I gave to how I'm able to do these things is I don't look down. I never believe that it can't be done. And that's the aspect of it that's the kid.
And that's very, very, very encouraging. And again, every organization needs that. And I mean, you can tell who has more kid in them than other people, because they're the ones that always seem to be having fun. They're the ones that people gravitate to at networking meetings and in other scenarios, because they're just fun to be around. So it's great to be a kid. I still am one. I love it.
Exactly. And that aspect is so important because, again, that's the fuel that keeps the team going. All the other aspects are about skills. It's about what they do and what their job is. But the kid is the one that makes it an entrepreneur. The kid takes all of those skills and has fun with it. And that's so important, because if you're not having fun, even if you just have a 40-hour-a-week job, which any entrepreneur will tell you they don't work 40 hours a week, they work 60, 80, you know, whatever it is. But at a typical 40-hour-a-week job, you're spending a third of your life at that job. Why would you want to spend a third of your life being miserable? The kid is the part of it that finds the fun. And it's so important. And I think it's probably the most overlooked aspect when people jump into entrepreneurship.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you do have a lot of companies that are successful without that. But as you said, the people in there are miserable because they don't have that aspect going on. They're maybe doing fine with material, financial goods, and so on and so forth. But there's a huge hole, and that's got to be filled by the kid.
And generally, you said companies are successful without it. I think to build a company, you need the kid. A company can be successful afterwards without it, but it doesn't reach the point of success without it. And it's that part of a corporate history that goes when it leaves the hands of the entrepreneur and transfers into managers.
Yep, the kid is a driving force. I mean, when you really look at that, as parents, when our kids are excited when they were younger, we'd get home from work and they just grab us by the hand and take us into whatever adventure they're doing. And that's really what the kid is all about in business too. It's just grabbing everybody else by the hand and say, hey, look at this. Let's enjoy this. Let's do this. It's just wonderful.
Exactly. The kid is the part that's going, look what we can do. And let's keep going. What more can we do? Because they're having such a good time doing it that they can't imagine stopping. And that one aspect pushes the other four. But you need all five to have a successful entrepreneur. Now, as personality traits, we refer to this as the team within. But as I showed with the example of Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak, it doesn't all necessarily need to be within one person. You can assemble a team of people that have these aspects. One can have three aspects. One can have two aspects. You can have three people each with three aspects, and there's some overlap.
Look for strategic partners out there if you're just a one-person business. Strategic partnerships are a way to go to fill these other holes too.
Absolutely. You don't have to do it all yourself. As long as in that partnership, in that team, you've got all five of these aspects represented. Because by putting them together, that's what propels you to success. So we're just about at the end of our time. So, Chip, what do you think is the big takeaway?
Well, first of all, I love the team within concept. You have the artist, the architect, the supervisor, and the builder working in synergy, pulled along by the enthusiastic kid. That's wonderful.
Yeah, I think the big takeaway is that you have to be open to being each of these aspects. And I honestly don't believe that people are born with all five of these aspects, but they can learn each and every one of them. So you don't have to be born an entrepreneur. You can train yourself to be one. You've been listening to the Success Showcase. You can catch us every week at www.blogtalkradio.com/successshowcase or on the iTunes Store or the Apple Podcasts app, as well as wherever you're getting your podcasts. Remember, make this your best week ever, and make next week even better. See you then.